It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
What in God's name?
I don't know.
That's how we started?
That's how I'm starting. I ain't deleting that. That's in there. That's in there now,
sounded,
man.
It sounded like the lobster getting ready to be put in a pot of boiling water where he belongs.
Do you ever do that? Like, you'll make like a weird noise, then you'll keep making it because you can make it?
Yeah. Especially when I was a child.
That one. We were kind of on sync with that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up, folks? If you're still listening, if you haven't turned it off yet, it's Friday. It's the Plan B After Show podcast, so it's time for five facts, five opinions, son.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's done, son.
Son.
In the sun, son. All right, so let's do it. Fact number one, opinion number one. You can tell I'm
goofy.
Tired. I'm tired, but I'm also excited for the weekend.
You're like my wife right before bed. She laughs a lot. She's just giggity.
Oh, yeah. I'm always the funniest. Giddy. I'm the funniest to my wife when she's tired. Yeah. She laughs at everything. But usually she would get mad at me.
I'm like, you're tired, aren't you?
No, I'm starting to get stuff knocked off my list, which is awesome because once I'm done with all this, I got a nice vacation coming up. So this is just one more off the list.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Fact number one. There have been 9 songs that have gone to number 1 on the Billboard charts for 2 different artists. That includes songs like Lean On Me with Bill Withers and Club Noveau. How do you say that? Nouveau.
It's that Lean On song, right?
Yeah, Lean On Me. Oh. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Nobody asked you to sing it. Not one person. Ask you to sing the goddamn
I'll be
song.
There for the Jackson 5 and Mariah Carey. Well, the other ones. So 9 different songs have gone number 1 for 2 different artists. That's what they mean by that. Yeah.
Nice.
Was it Johnny Mathis? He had a couple songs that actually did better than the original. So the original artist didn't do as well as his cover of it.
His cover?
Yeah. Wouldn't you be pissed? Like, God damn it.
I made the damn thing.
My song.
And you made it better, you son of a...
You bastard. Anyway.
It's kind of my opinion on some Weird Al songs.
Yeah?
I'm like, yeah, it's kind of better than the
original. It's kind of better than the original.
You know?
What's your favorite Weird Al?
My favorite Weird Al song?
Do you have one?
It's got to be. I mean, a staple is Amish Paradise.
I was going to say the same thing.
Amish Paradise. Such a staple. There's a few of them, though. He does He's Gump. He's Gump. That's a good one.
Bad, which is Fat. I'm Fat. I'm Fat.
Yeah.
You know it. And he's dancing around in that fat suit.
Dude, he's a great. I mean, honestly, I guess he did go do his own thing. But if he wanted to be like serious and actually come up with songs, dude, he could do it.
It's impressive.
He's a very great musician and an artist.
Paul McCartney never gave him permission. He wanted to do a Beatles song, and he never got permission.
You're right on that, because he would have to get permission to do all of those.
Yeah,
I forgot about
he does. He has to get permission to use them. So, anyway.
Yeah, what do you think Coolio said?
Oh, God. He's like, yeah, son. Playfully racist.
Right.
It's someone to do it, and knowing how big Weird Al is, why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, because then people too will probably go, let me listen to the original again, you know, and see how it matches up.
I think he graduated from like MIT or something.
He's a smart guy. You got to be to do what he does.
Yeah.
Anyway, fact number two, opinion number two. Jell-O created 4 flavors to use in salads in the 60s. Celery, Italian salad, mixed vegetables, and seasoned tomato. But they all flopped and were discontinued. You think?
Oh, they all flopped, no pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, fucking just regular Jell-O sucks.
I want
vegetable Jell-O.
Dude.
It's space food.
It is.
It's a weird consistency.
The worst thing in the world is Jell-O with fruit in it.
It's terrible. You're so right,
when
dude.
They make that, and so
what is it usually like the little tangerines or something?
They have all, like any kind of Jell-O fruit salad should be, anybody makes that should be fucking thrown in jail.
Fruit salad.
Dude. That is the worst. Whenever it's at parties, because you bite into the Jell-O and then all of a sudden it's like, ah, what was that?
Yeah, what?
That doesn't match the consistency of what
I
put in my mouth.
I don't even know if I even tried it because it just looks disgusting.
Dude, it's
horrible. I didn't like Jell-O first off. You know, when you're a kid and you got the sweet tooth, you do, and you look at something like Jell-O, which is, you know, probably physically appealing to a kid.
Yeah. Colorful.
It's colorful. It's jiggly. It looks fun.
Yeah.
But no, I looked at Jell-O, I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
That's not going in my body. That's gross.
Even when they did, you'd always have that one relative that bring the Jell-O fruit salad.
Yeah,
so it's Jell-O with the fruit in there, and then it's covered in Miracle Whip.
The Miracle Whip. You're right.
Oh.
Is that a thing of the past? I haven't seen that in a while.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
I feel like that was at grandma's table in the 80s.
Yeah. I think Jell-O is, I mean, it's still used in a lot of things. Now, Jell-O pudding, I'll eat that because it's pudding and it's delicious.
Jell-O pudding?
Yeah, they make Jell-O
pudding.
This
is like pudding, though. Yeah. It's not Jell-O.
You know the pudding and the pop and you sprinkle
Wait, so Jell-O is the name of the brand?
Yeah, it's the brand.
Oh, okay. So they have Jell-O of the mold, jiggly Jell-O, and then they have pudding.
Jell-O pudding, yes.
Oh, okay.
And that's what Bill Cosby would sprinkle his date rape drug into and then give to people.
And I'm right on board with you. I love pudding.
It's good. So good. Fact number three, opinion number three. In Canadian Football League championship games, they give out an MVP award and the second award called the Most Valuable Canadian for the best player in the game who's actually from Canada. So they have the MVP who could go to anybody, but then they have the MVC for the best player in the game who's from Canada.
Huh?
I like that.
Nice.
They love that. Canadian football's got a couple different rules, and isn't the field shorter?
I think so.
Like a little bit? So. It's like a 60-yard field or something like that?
I played in a game that was being recruited by the Canadian Football League.
Oh.
Played like shit, but
obviously you didn't make the cut.
No. Yeah, we lost that game. Well, it was the championship game, though.
Yeah.
And we only lost by a touchdown.
Didn't you lose to a bunch of guys who were stoned?
Yeah. Yes, that was one of the games. That was one of the games. And you know what? Thinking about weed now, they probably played better.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were nice and calm. And I don't know. That's bullshit.
Jiving and jacking. I don't know. Let's move on. That was a dumb one. Fact number four, opinion number four. Jimmy Hoffa's middle name was Riddle.
Ooh.
Or should I say his middle name is Riddle? Because
that's mysterious.
Jimmy Riddle Hoffa. I'll be honest. I don't know much about it. He was just a gangster, wasn't he?
Me neither. I was just going to ask you, please fill me in a little bit. I know he was like, he was buried somewhere and nobody can find him.
Yeah, like right now, is he really dead? But yeah, he supposedly died in 80. He was born in 1913. He's dead.
Why is his story so significant? Because there's a lot of stories like this.
He was an American labor union leader who served as the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters from 1957 to 71. From an early age, Hoffa was a union activist and became an important regional figure with the IBT in the mid-20s. By 52, he was the national vice president of the IBT. Hoffa became involved with organized crime from the early years of his Teamster work, and this connection continued until his disappearance in 1975. He was convicted of jury tampering, attempted bribery, and fraud in two separate trials. He was imprisoned in 67 for 13 years. 1971, he resigned as president of the union as part of a pardon agreement with Nixon. Of course, Nixon got him out of there.
Yeah.
He was released later that year, although barred from union activities until 1980. Hoffa vanished late July of 1975, was never found. He was declared legally dead in 1982.
So the big thing is they just don't know when he died or if he is still alive.
If he's still alive. But, dude, if he was, he disappeared in 1975 at the age of 62. He would be...
He'd be 100 and...
Well, he was born in 1913, so yeah, he'd be 106.
Yeah, 106.
He's not alive.
No. Hoffa's gone. And you know what? 1975, you could basically bury somebody in your yard in 1975 and nobody would know.
You know, at this point, too, doesn't it seem...
I don't think the forensics were there in 75.
For the FBI agents that are listening to us, I'm not going to do this, but doesn't it seem like it would be easy to murder someone and bury him out in the desert? Doesn't it seem like it doesn't seem that hard?
You know, you're right. It's okay to think about this, Brock. I think everybody does.
I don't know.
You know, it's not weird because, yeah, everybody has a question. If I were to kill somebody, how would I do it?
Like,
and how would I get away with it?
If I murdered you.
Well, you got to do a time era because now it's a lot harder than it is. Dude, if they really want to find you, they could. I'm pretty sure the world is being recorded now.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to now, I think they could go back in footage and literally fucking zoom into you at that given time, that given moment.
Yeah, with the satellite.
You know, but like NFL replay with the Earth.
But what I do is, like, let's say you and I, we go to Vegas, right? And I'm like, hey, let's go take a drive out to Red Rocks or whatever, all right? Out in the desert. Then I kill you and then bury you in the desert.
Yeah.
Like.
Here's the problem.
What?
You're going to get questioned. We went out together.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. Here's the only way you could kill somebody and get away with it. This is crazy we're talking about this, but we actually did talk about this on a way to a golf trip once.
Uh-huh.
The only way that you could kill somebody and get away with it is have it be totally random.
Really?
Drive 300 miles one direction. I mean, do it at a really random spot, random time where nobody else is around,
but
and
nowadays,
then you drive back.
But nowadays, I still feel like, you know, oh, well, we got surveillance. Who's that
surveillance.
Guy?
Surveillance. Cell phones.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. You would have to put on a mask. You would have to, you would really have to think through
it. I feel like.
But you could never do it to somebody that you know. I 100% guarantee you'd get caught.
Or what if, like, I knew you were taking a trip, so then I take a trip, but I don't tell you about it, and then I grab you and I murder you.
They're going to interview Kiki, and they're going to ask where you were at that time and why you haven't talked to her.
Kiki would be in on it. She'd be in on it.
You know what a weird thing is, man?
He was with me banging me so hard.
I had a dream. Hey, one of those dreams that you, like, I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was one of those dreams. I murdered somebody.
Oh.
And I did it out of, I think it was out of rage.
You're a real piece of shit.
In the dream. But, dude, I woke up being a murderer.
Yeah, you thought you murdered him.
Like, for a good, like, 15 minutes, I had that feeling of,
I murdered someone.
Fuck, what am I going to do? Yep. Like, what do I do with the body? Do I tell somebody? Like, going through your head. And I had the cold sweats. Like, I legit felt at that time what I would feel if I actually murdered somebody. Yeah. Dude, and it was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was a terrifying feeling.
What do you think would be the best thing to do? Let's say you do murder someone. Mm-hmm. Do you hide it, or do you just go straight, hey, I murdered this person? Like, in a fit of rage. Do you think if you just went and confessed, like,
I did it in a fit of rage?
Yeah. It was a heat of
passion. You almost have to, man, because you just can't get away with it.
No.
It's technology, and I mean, it's just, it's too hard now.
Yeah.
70s, dude, you could go through like 8 wives and they wouldn't even question
that's
you.
That's old, that old John Mulaney bit talking about like old timey detectives and like before DNA.
Uh-huh.
And it's like at a crime scene, whoa, you almost stepped in that pool of blood there. Gross. Step over and just totally ignore the pool of blood.
Yeah, right.
But now they're going to take DNA samples.
Yes. Right. It's so true though, man.
Back then, before DNA, it's like, you just, all right, what do you do? What's the lead?
And you think like serial killers back in the day, man. It was like a heyday for them.
Yeah.
They didn't have forensics. They didn't have, you know, they were basically word of mouth. Like, does your neighbor seem sketchy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's the one that tried to murder me. It was him.
Do you ever watch Forensic Files or like Cold Case Files?
Not a lot, no. Kiki does from time
to
time.
They're all from like 1980.
Yeah.
All of them. Every episode is from like 81, 79, 85.
Yeah, the technology that they have nowadays definitely is a is a help, but we'll see. All right. That was weird.
Could you stop talking about
murder? I know, murdering people. If anybody's listening, we're not going to murder anybody.
Right.
Okay.
If either of us one dies over the weekend, then I guess it could have been you.
Yeah, good luck trying to murder me, bitch. Fact number 5, opinion number 5 here. The police officer who was supposed to be protecting Abraham Lincoln the night of his assassination abandoned his post to drink at a bar.
Congratulations,
murderer. He was charged with neglect of duty, but eventually the charges were dropped. Holy shit.
So he went and got
I never knew that.
Got boozed up.
Dude, think about if he didn't leave his post. It'd be a totally different world.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln wouldn't have been assassinated.
Might have still been the president.
Wow. And then this guy got the charges dropped. Like, all right, you screwed up, but we're not going to punish you. If you did that now, if like a Secret Service agent was like, nah, I'm going to. And you only had one officer sitting there watching.
Right, right.
The president of the fucking United States of America.
Old school. What year was that?
18 something.
Something. You know.
I know, we should know this. I don't know.
I don't really care either.
But yeah, so he's like, nah, I'm bored. The president's fine. I'm going to go to the bar and get a drink.
Get some the old tavern, it was called.
He's over at the bar. All of a sudden,
Tankard of Ale, if you will.
He hears a gunshot and a scream. He's like, oh, I wonder what that's all about.
That's not the president.
I'm sure he's fine.
You know?
He's got Mary Todd with him. He's all right. She's a husky lass.
And what happened? The guy shot him, and then he ran out, and something else happened with that, didn't he?
So John Wilkes Booth shot President Lincoln in the back of the head with a .22.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped off the balcony, broke his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got up on stage, ran out the back. Then he went and hid. Like, he actually, if he would have broken his ankle, he might have actually gotten far enough away.
Yeah.
But he was also dumb because he was an actor. Like, people knew him.
Yeah.
And they knew his brother. John Wilkes Booth was actually a
pretty famous guy.
A successful actor.
Wow.
So it's like, what the fuck are you doing? People know your face, dude.
Dude.
He wasn't very smart about that, but I think he wanted people to know it was him that did it.
Yeah.
I think that was part
kind
of it.
Kind of one of those subliminal.
Dude, it's really trippy how everything went down. And then they got him like cornered like in a barn where like he was hiding.
Did you ever see the movie Lincoln?
Never saw it. I didn't see it either. Daniel Day-Lewis. I have not watched it. Yeah.
I wonder, is that in the movie? That whole scene of it's got to be, right?
It's kind of important. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, let's just cut that part out.
And they lived happily ever after.
He's still the president.
John Wilkes Booth actually had a squirt gun, and he just went, you're it.
All right, super soaker.
Anyway. All right, there you go. No, don't put a super soaker to the back. Someone's head, you'll kill him.
Especially if it's the Super Soaker 2000.
Just stream of water right through their head.
Like a water jet, dude.
All right, that'll do
it. Not to mention it's full of piss.
Oh, God. All right, that's going to do a Five Facts, Five Opinions on a Friday. Thank you so much for hanging out. This is probably the last one we're going to do for a little bit.
It's because we're going to be dead.
We're going to be murdered in a desert. No, I'm off next week again for the holidays, so we'll take this off. But make sure you tune back in. We'll make sure we post it here for you.
Yes, that's my plan.
Yes,
my plan, you're gone.
Murder. All right, everybody, we'll see you next time on the After Show podcast.